Starting the pre-show now. Pre-show for the third day of February. What a day, man. I spent the whole day in the car driving into L.A. because I live in the Ventura County area. I live on the Ventura County border between L.A. and Ventura County. Driving to L.A. is a... or about a... like, it depends on where you're going. It depends on the time of day. I can go from my house to Burbank in 50 minutes. But today, I went from my house to Century City, which is kind of the west end of Los Angeles. It's near Beverly Hills, west side of L.A., and long goddamn drive. And it was an hour and 45 minutes in that fucking car. Did my thing, and then came home. Totally bushed, totally beat. And so here we are, though, but we have an encore show tonight. This ought to be okay. Let me see here. I don't know, man. There's a lot of weird shit happening in my life right now. Weird shit. Stupid shit. Just stupid shit. I was thinking about when I was in West LA today, I was thinking about ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to live in a high rise. I always thought that was cool. I've always been in love with cities. Since I was a little boy, I thought cities were bitching. I loved the skylines. I loved the little nooks and crannies. I loved the alleys. I just loved cities. I've always loved cities. I liked growing up in Los Angeles, growing up in suburban Los Angeles, growing up in the suburbs. I didn't know what a real city, I hadn't been in a real city. I went into LA with my dad, but it didn't look like the cool cities you saw on TV. And the ones you saw on TV, that was New York, right? That was the big city that you saw on television, New York, with the alleys and the neighborhoods and the cafes and the bars. And so anyway, I just dig cities. So today I'm out in Westside and I see these high rises, because when I was a kid, I thought it would be the bitchinest thing in the world to live in a high rise, to live and look out and see the view of the city. And they have these high rises in West Los Angeles. And before I got married, before I did anything, even back in the 80s, when I was here in town, I always sort of fantasized about living in a high-rise on Wilshire. I'm not sure that's the street to live on, but I was thinking about it again today because a friend of mine lives out in a high-rise out in Century City with his wife. And I was asking him about it. I was asking about real estate prices. I was asking about... you know, how far he rides his bike to fucking work, because he works in Century City. He rides his bike. So I'm changing my whole point of view. I thought I wanted to move into town and buy another house, but I'm sick and fucking tired of houses. You know, I'm tired of motherfucking houses. Too much to fucking deal with. Too much shit to deal with. I'm not a gardener. You want a view? You got a goddamn high rise in the west side of LA. You can see everything, including the ocean. Including the goddamn ocean. From Century City to the ocean, how far is that? It's probably a hump. Not much, though. Not much. So I was, and then I got home and I was kind of thinking more and more about it. I don't know if that's going to be my ultimate destination, but I think it might be an idea, you know. I got to go get some ammo for my gun. I'm not trying to sound like some kind of a fucking gun nut. I just do. I need some ammo. I have a 9mm. I have a 9 Beretta. From my guys over at Turner's. Member special. Used consignment. Deals you don't want to miss. Guns, ammo, hunting, fishing. Member specials for February 3rd through the 9th. Okay. I'm there. Guns, ammo, hunting, fishing, view more. Turner Outdoor. Okay. I think I'm a member. I've got the card. God, I hope I still have that goddamn card. I've had that membership card sitting in my car. I need a clip of ammo. All right. That's the pre-show. The other thing, we have something. Last year, we had something wrong with the TriCaster again, so we had shows last year on into February that were on my iPhone. And this one's another one. Friends, I have a sort of serious idea slash question slash presentation. And that is, and you'll laugh, Maybe you'll groan. Most likely you'll groan. You'll grab the sides of your stomach and want to heave up. But here's my idea. I believe that the Phil Hendry Show, that we can turn this into a church. So that, hold on. So that when you get a subscription to the website, the Phil Hendry Show website, you're making a donation to a church. Bud, wait,